Most Californians don't think of earthquakes until they get shaken by one. But structural engineers like Gianmario Benzoni think about earthquakes all the time. Here at the Earthquake Testing Lab at UC San Diego, Benzoni and colleagues are firing up the world's most powerful shake table. It's a device that can squeeze, twist, and pound bridgework with the force of an earthquake. Today, they're testing a device that is going to be attached to the Richmond Bridge near San Francisco.
It's really like a shock absorber, a little more sophisticated.
The native of Italy says the 20-foot-long shock absorber will be attached underneath the bridge span.
One edge is connected to the pile, and the other one is connected to the deck.
The shock absorber is placed onto the shake table and squeezed with 500,000 pounds of pressure three times.
So what was that?
Well, that was a three cycle at pretty high speed. This is way more an earthquake will do. If they pass this test and they match with the prototype, we feel safe to put them on the bridge.
The testing here in San Diego is part of a $7 billion retrofit program being undertaken by the California Department of Transportation. Since work began after the 1994 Northridge earthquake, Caltrans engineers have retrofitted nearly 25,000 freeway and toll bridges. Now, all that's left are four long-span bridges in the San Francisco Bay Area. Caltrans director Jeff Morales says the agency has been employing new technology to absorb the energy released by earthquakes.
We're doing things that nobody has done anywhere before. We learn with every single project and learn also every time there's an earthquake anywhere in the world. You know, what we're doing today is pretty radically different than what was done 10 years ago even.
One example is here just below the Coronado Bridge. In addition to surrounding the bridge piers with concrete reinforcing, engineers also came up with the idea of installing rubber bearings to absorb earthquake energy. UCSD Dean of Engineering Frieder Seibel describes the earthquake fault line that runs below the bridge.
Called the Silver Strand Fault, and it's anywhere here between some of the piers close to the west abutment going all the way on around the curve. And this is where you can see the bridge being isolated on these rubber bearings.
The Silver Strand Fault is inactive, but that could change in the future. To make the bridge safer, Seibel says workers lifted up sections of the bridge span and slipped in the energy-absorbing bearings.
There you can see one of the bearings sitting out at the end, and so each pier has four of these rubber bearings. They're about 3 foot diameter, 1.5 feet tall.
The Coronado retrofit cost $100 million and was finished earlier this year. Other California bridges have special sensors that transmit earthquake information to a central computer. The data will help scientists quickly know which bridges have been damaged. Some researchers want to take the sensors a step further. Richard Allen, a seismologist at the University of Wisconsin, has proposed setting up an early warning system in Southern California. The idea is to measure the earthquake sound waves that occur several seconds before the ground starts moving. The warning system would then automatically shut down systems that carry people.
Slowing and stopping trains, the metro, things like that. Turning all the traffic lights on the on-ramps of freeways to red. Perhaps even issuing some kind of warning at airports preventing planes from landing during the course of an earthquake.
Japan's early warning system slows down fast-moving bullet trains during seismic events. And Mexico City gets a warning when earthquakes occur about 100 miles away. But some critics say that won't work here in California. David Wald is a seismologist at the U.S. Geological Survey in Colorado.
The problem with California, or say Los Angeles or San Francisco, is that some of the most damaging earthquakes will be earthquakes that occur right beneath the city. And so the time difference between when the earthquake starts and when the strong shaking will start to cause damage is very, very short.
Like many state-funded projects in California, Allen's early warning system has been put on hold because of the budget crisis. But in the meantime, engineers are doing their best to make structures withstand earthquakes, whether or not they get any warning beforehand. Eric Kneeler, KPBS News.